This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's podcast. It's quite international. Danny Howard on the phone from Croatia at Hideout with an apology from me about yesterday. Also, Caroline Flack calls us from her luxury villa on Love Island. And loads of actors call up for some reason. Plus, there's a new guy claiming to be the naked one at Glastonbury. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Just me today on my own, because Chris is doing that thing he does, like the other job, where he goes to an extreme festival somewhere in the world, and they film it for BBC iPlayer. He's been all over already. He's been to Cancun for spring break. He went to the Naked Man Festival in Japan and ran around in a nappy with 50,000 Japanese men through a city. And the latest one he's gone to, I've just got some of the details here, actually. He's currently in Lithuania, I believe, at some kind of death metal festival. So that's going to be right up his street. He's going to fit in so well. It's the Hilkimzebu Festival. It's got a funny thing above the Z, though, on the website, so I don't even know if that's how you say it, but I'm saying Hilkimzebu. If anyone knows anything more about this festival, let me know, and let me know what Chris is in for. But I believe it's... well, yeah, it's death metal in Lithuania. You've got Skyforger on the bill, you've got Grimner, the Pulse of Nebulae, Archgoat, and Frailty, and Shaman Jungle at 5 p.m. on the Pikaluli scene.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Danny in Leicester, who says, Scott, you should send Chris to the festival, The Gathering of the Juggalos in America. Lol, he will love it. He's already done that one. That was the first one he did. It is on BBC iPlayer still. He met some really interesting Americans who all voted for Donald Trump, let's say. Also, shout out to Luke, who watched Chris's Naked Man Festival in Japan, his documentary on the train to work on his phone this morning, which is definitely NSFW or on the way to W.
Scott Mills.
You know me, I've been on Radio 1 for years now, and my motto in life is, if you were never cool, then you can't get uncool, which is probably why I'm still on. But I do get embarrassed with some names of songs. Because like some of them are just not things that I would say, and I feel embarrassed, like, you know, with these artists, I feel embarrassed introducing their songs, which are normally really, really good. So this track started life on Charlie Sloth Show on One Extra. He does this feature called Gas or Trash, and basically people send in their demos of tracks and Charlie and his listeners judge them. Some of the demos are rubbish, some of them are really good. So that's how this track started life, and people absolutely loved it. It's by Notes, and I'm going to get Louise, who works on the show, to say the name of the track because I can't bring myself to. So, Louise, over to you.
Painting called Madison.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Don't know whether you've seen the Twitter account at DJs Complaining. They've not actually tweeted since last year, but, I mean, it's just gold. Like, loads of DJs, some of which you've heard of and some of which you haven't, just complaining about their quite privileged lives. I've got one here. This is tweeted, end of last year. When you have to change from first class to normal class during a layover. The struggle. Also, this one from one I've not heard of, actually. Someone called Cameron. Maids who don't know the do not disturb sign and how it works on a hotel room door at 9:30 after a long weekend. And this one. Honestly, having a touchscreen in the back of a headrest is the biggest design flaw in the history of aviation. All from actual DJs who play records at festivals for a living and clubs. One of those people is Danny Howard. However, he never complains. He's just a normal bloke from Blackpool. Until yesterday, I wanted DJs Complaining to start tweeting again, so I was hoping that we would get a retweet from them, from the tweet that I made Danny put on his Twitter yesterday, which was, hate when the private jet runs out of lobster and you have to have fillet steak. And lavender pillows, I wanted chamomile. Hi, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm all right. What was the reaction to that tweet when you put it up yesterday, you complaining DJ, you?
It caused a bit of a stir. Obviously, some people who heard the show knew it was a bit of a setup to try and get DJs Complaining to give it a retweet. Other people thought I was being actually serious, which was quite funny.
Yeah.
And someone even responded saying, you're a non-funny comedian, but I think he was getting mixed up with Russell.
Right, yeah.
And
he's a mistake.
Some of the DJs actually back to me. Like one DJ who remained nameless said, "Yeah, it's like when you get a 200 thread count on silk pillows and not 800 at boutique hotels." I was like, "Yeah, I'm completely with you on that."
Were they being serious?
Well, I'm not sure, but who knows? Probably. It's the nature of the DJ game, isn't it?
I've got some brilliant ones here. I've got... I'm just looking at some of your replies. What a diva. Surprised at you, Danny. And also, I was going to vote for you in the top 100 best DJs until this tweet.
Oh, I've really blown it now, but thanks for that.
That's all right. Now, so you buckled after a few hours of people responding to you, and you put on Twitter, look, obviously Scott and Chris put me up to this, but nothing from DJs complaining. They didn't retweet it.
They didn't retweet it, sadly, but there's someone behind the account because they did actually send me a DM, which I found strange, and they must get this all the time, but they basically just said, "This is such a complaining beg." Full stop.
Oh no, they said that you were begging it.
I know. Yeah, they rumbled us, I think.
But, right, someone had told them. Oh, that's annoying. But why don't they tweet anymore? It's annoying. I just want them to get back in action and do it. It's brilliant.
Maybe we should try it with you or even Chris or I don't know. Maybe try it with someone else.
Well, maybe over the weekend, if you could do one off your own back when you do find something annoying, that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, maybe it was too over the top.
Oh, hang on. They have retweeted someone today.
No.
Yeah, so they're back on. It wasn't you, but they've retweeted first ever DJ on Radio 1, Tony Blackburn. But he's put, "What a beautiful day, sunny and warm. I wish every day could be like this." Not complaining. But they have, but at least they're back on.
Okay, I think that must have started from our tweet, though.
Yeah, I definitely think so. So at least we've got them back in action and working again. Do more.
Yeah.
We love the retweets of DJs complaining. Anyway, where are you? Are you at? Are you in Croatia right now, in Pag?
We are in Croatia, yes, after a 2.5-hour flight, a 3-hour transfer from the airport.
Oh, are you complaining?
but yeah, it is beautiful here. The sun is shining and getting ready to play a pool party later, which we're excited about.
Pool party,
and,
yes.
Yeah, which I'm excited about because I've got a brand spanking pair of new swim shorts which I'm dying to test out. And then tomorrow is the big event, Live on Radio 1.
Yep, 7 p.m. tomorrow night from Hideout in Croatia. Thank you, Danny. Sorry about the tweet drama.
It's okay, I love
you. You know I love you.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris Stark.
You all right, Scott?
Yeah, where are you?
This is mad. I've literally just walked into the plane.
Yeah.
So we're all just getting sat down and told to hurry up because I think the plane's ever so slightly late, so can you take off?
Right, so I'm going to keep you on the phone for as long as possible because I know you so well, and I know what will really stress you out is if the steward comes up to you and is like, "Can you turn your phone off, please?" And if that happens, I want you to tell him that you're on the on. What?
I think we're going to have to hurry this along.
No, but just tell him we're on Radio 1. So deal with it.
See what I'm doing? I'm just pretending to look through my bag at the moment. All good.
Okay, cool. Can I just say as well, I'm not even with you and you're really stressing me out.
Why?
Because you can't do travelling. It really stresses me out. I've been hearing all about it. You've been to the wrong gate. You're rushing for the gate. Why are you rushing for the gate? Get there in time.
Because I'm late.
Why are you late?
Because I thought, because going abroad, I thought it'd be nice to have a beer it's Bella Italia. So I thought I'd have a little beer in there.
Right. It's not a holiday. You're working anyway. So do some work.
But I don't do any work yet, do I?
Yeah, true, actually. Okay, so late and then wrong queue, is it?
Wrong queue, yeah. I was queuing for gate 4, not 3, and then I realised there was no one queuing for gate 3. And
it's stressing me out. Also, you'll be the person that in airport security is holding up the rest of people by still having a belt, shoes on, and about 5 coats.
Mate, I've left a key there as well.
Oh, you're such a nightmare. I can't bear it. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
So you're our bangers caller today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying Chris's stress.
Are you a better traveller, would you say, than Chris Stark?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What do you do, Alice?
Yeah. I'm an actress.
You're an actress?
I am, yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you been in anything that I might know?
Possibly. I was in an HBO programme called Rome. That was quite a few years ago.
Whoa.
But I've done the usual stuff, you know, like an episode of EastEase. Holby, Casualty, stuff
Eastie's.
Like that, you know? EastEnders, sorry.
Oh, love Eastie. I've been in Eastie's.
Eastie's,
I've been in Holby City. There's no business.
business like show business if you tell me it's so.
I've been in Cor... That's short for Coronation.
I haven't done
Street. Have you not? Do you sing everything?
I don't sing.
Oh,
I dance a bit.
Oh, you dance? Do you dance to the fridge to get milk in that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it reminds me...
Little tap dance to the fridge.
Yeah, it reminds me when I did Strictly. Love all the professional dancers. Some of them are very good friends of mine. But can you stop either talking about dancing, doing dancing, or looking at videos of yourself dancing? Because it gets a bit old. You're not like that, are you, Alice?
No, not at all.
Go on with the show! Are you acting today?
No, I'm acting in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm doing a new ep of The Durrells.
A new ep of what?
The Durrells. Do you know The Durrells?
Oh, yeah.
The ITV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But today you're at home, Cole's actor.
Yes, resting. Yes.
Got you. All right, Alice. Chris, are you still there? Have you been told to turn off your phone?
I'm still there. I really thought we'd have to hurry this up.
Who said that?
No. It's just the air hostesses are now sort of walking up and down the aisle. So
okay.
I think we're going to go soon, aren't we?
All right. Well, I'll go first then. Here's my banger. Yes, Alice, you know you love it. Yeah.
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 Okay, you're a cowboy pretty, step with a beauty mark. But it's such a pity a boy so pretty.
GRL, Ugly Heart.
With an ugly heart.
It's very up my street, isn't it? Yes, it is. No reaction from Alice still? Okay, good.
It's good, yeah.
Okay, and Chris, what have you got?
Well, listen, you can have that, or you can have a proper song today, which is my choice.
Oh.
Come on, yeah. What a tune. This is Calvin Harris. Feel so close. Come on, you know you want it.
Oh, you've run out, haven't you?
A little bit.
Last minute choices, is it?
Feels weird doing this on a plane.
It's good, though. All right, Alice, what are you saying?
Oh, it's a difficult one, and I kind of want to prolong it a bit just to stress Chris a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Oh!
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Only one person agree with me today, and that is Joseph with an F, who says, shout out GRL, Ugly Heart. Sad it didn't get the love. I know. Good choice, though. What a song. He's had so many good songs. Calvin Harris, Feel So Close, chosen by Chris, who's probably taking off about now. I enjoyed the stress of that.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, we had an actress on the show playing bangers. She's been in an HBO series and also a couple of episodes of Eastie's, as she called it, EastEnders. The thespians are on today.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Hello, Iona.
Hello.
Hello. Right, what are you saying?
Okay, so basically, me and my partner are devastated because we've just come back from the Netherlands from a circus school or acrobatic school. Wow. And we've had to listen to your podcast because we've downloaded it because of the time difference and everything. I always miss it, or it's in the middle of our trampolining classes or tumbling classes.
Okay.
But we've just been employed to work on a cruise ship for the next 6 months, but starting with a month in Miami of rehearsals.
Yes.
So I'm not going to be able to listen to you.
Get a podcast. You can get it anywhere in the world.
Yeah, but apparently they don't have Wi-Fi on the ship.
Huh.
Can you believe it? I know.
Well, I'd just cancel immediately, love.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It means too much for us. We've been spending the last 4 years trying to get a break and trying to get shows and gigs. But, so this is a big thing for us.
So are you in the circus?
No. Lots of people say this. Lots of people say, are we clowns and, oh, we must be able to juggle. But actually, I'm probably one of the worst throwers and catchers you get.
Right. What do you do then?
Okay, so basically, me and my partner are hand-to-hand artists. Or acrobat.
Oh.
So he throws me around and I'll do somersaults on him, and I do like handstands in his arms and and things. So,
You chuck each other about a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You might know my auntie. Actually, she ran off with someone from the circus.
Oh. Okay.
Right. So you're going to Miami, are you?
Yes, yeah, we leave on Saturday.
Okay, what you need is the BBC iPlayer radio app, right? Get that in your life when you do get Wi-Fi, because you can get Radio 1 on it, on your phone, anywhere in the actual world, even Miami.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, listen, we had an actor on earlier. Are you like actors? Because one of my friend's mates is at acting college at the moment, and his flatmate, who's a girl, she sings along to the songs on TV, but in really kind of over-the-top tones, as if to say, listen to me, darling, I'm good, aren't I? I'm good. I'm good at this.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, me and Chris are not the greatest singers, but I think we like to have the odd sing song. But basically when we're like practicing our handstands, we try and have like singing competitions of who can hold the handstand the longest whilst reciting the various songs that we know.
What a good job.
We did send you a picture from your services though a few weeks ago.
From the Scott Mills Bridge.
A trick. Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw it. What's your partner's name?
Chris,
okay, so it's Iona and Chris. What a life. And you know what they say? What happens on board stays on board, eh?
Yeah, of course.
I bet there's plenty of acrobatics happening in those cabins.
I hope so.
Okay, all right, well, listen, have an amazing time. Remember, get the podcast from the BBC Radio iPlayer app. It's free on your phone, okay?
Okay, will do. And we'll have to send you a picture to show you how we're getting on.
Do it. Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
And now we can head over to The Sun. Not exactly the correct music, but this isn't what I asked for. But here's Caroline Flack. Hi, love.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, it's so good to speak to you. I'm living for your Instagram stories right now from Mallorca.
Are you really?
Yeah,
are
so
really?
Good. Yes, 100% I am.
Well, I spend quite a lot of time on my own when I'm here because I'm always like on call waiting to go in the villa, and I literally just get a phone call whenever they want, and then I have to go in and tell them some sort of news. So I've made friends with quite a lot of stray cats.
Have you? The cats are your friends now.
The cats are my friends now.
But you've got a banging pool and you're looking hot, babe.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we have, you know what? I have got a nice hotel and a nice pool.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm kind of just sort of... it's a nice job. It's the perks of the job.
It's all right, isn't it? It's not bad. And I'm really enjoying the What Happens in Mallorca Stays in Mallorca cap as well, all of that.
I'm really embracing it while I'm here.
Yeah, I like it. Like, how long are you out there for now? Are you just permanently there, or do you come back, don't you?
So I come back to do the live show on Sunday. This is in London.
Yeah.
And then they sort of keep me out here when things are happening, like when new people are going in, just in case they need me to go in. So I kind of back and forth the whole time, really.
So tonight, 11 new people. Ridiculous.
Yeah, 11 new islanders go in. It's really hard now to like learn all their names and stuff.
Yeah, there's loads.
And remember who they are, because there's so many of them. So I go into the villa and I tell the girls that we're gonna throw in some six boys.
Right.
And they go in, and the girls they seem quite happy, I think.
Yeah, I mean the boys. Yeah, they're.
The girls are really happy until they realise, and you see their sort of the cogs in their brains working. Until they realise the boys are probably doing the same thing as well, and then they get angry.
I mean, some of them are. Yeah, they're... Yes, anyway, can you just say hello to Rob for me when you see him, please? Yes.
I will.
I've seen a picture of Rob, yeah. But, Caroline, let's stop being shallow for a moment. Which one has the nicest personality?
Out of the new ones?
Yeah.
I'd say probably Alex.
Alex, okay, we'll look out for
that. He's probably the most chatty and the most smiley.
Okay, cool. And also there's two...
Oh, no, and Craig.
Craig, okay.
Really good.
And also there's like a new villa now.
We've got a brand new villa. They didn't even tell me about it until I got here yesterday.
What?
They don't tell me anything because I get so obsessed with the show. I like have to tell people stuff, and I can't keep it in. So they don't tell me anything until I get to the villa.
Right. Okay. So is the villa next door or what?
The villa is kind of about 5 minutes away.
Oh, this is so good. What? So the camp is going to be split in two.
Yeah, it's going to be split in two. The boys move into a new villa. And when they get in there, there's five girls. And then we put six boys in with the girls. So it's like a sort of test, really.
Wow.
It's like a test of their relationship to see if they can stay faithful.
And we're going to see
this
tonight.
It's so good. This is tonight, yeah, it's so good. It, honestly, their reaction is amazing.
Right.
So many of them.
I know. So many fit people. All right, Caroline, best job in the world, Flack. Good to speak to you. I'll catch up with you again very soon. Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
On Tuesday's show, we spoke to a man who claimed to be that famous naked guy at Glastonbury that Dave Grohl pointed out during the Foo Fighters set at Glastonbury. It's trying to get good. Convinced it was him, but since then I've had other emails from people saying that they're the naked guy. This person also claims it was him that was butt naked during the Foo Fighters set on Saturday during the track My Hero. This person also wants to remain anonymous. Hello.
Hey Scott, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you okay?
Yeah, great, thanks. Still recovering from gastro a little bit, but
really?
Just about.
Mate, it's Thursday.
I know, tell me about it.
Right, so you are claiming to be the naked guy as well?
Yeah, I believe so. I was quite surprised to see someone else.
What's happened?
So, basically during the gig, me and my friends were quite a lot through the gig. We had our clothes off and, basically we decided to do a tripod. So one of us upon one of us upon one of us.
Sure.
And as it happened...
We've all done it.
Yeah, my friend at the bottom, called Bodge, for obvious reasons, kind of buckled. And then, as it happened, my friend kind of lifted me in the air. We're all 6 foot plus, so 18 foot in the air. And, kind of everything just come out, really. So, that's kind of obviously why I believed it to me. And then we've seen the photos, and all my friends are convinced that it was me. So,
Were you naked in the first place?
Kind of during Shangri-La the day before, we thought it'd be a good idea, and we were on top of it. One of our friends stripped, and we were kind of all cheering, and then we all decided to join in. I got on top of one of my friend's shoulders, but we got not the greatest reaction. People throwing drinks at us instead.
Oh.
Whereas in the Foo Fighters, we got huge, huge round of applause, and everyone was loving it, really.
Right, well, so this wasn't a new thing. You'd taken your clothes off, like, before Foo Fighters set.
But the brainwave was to have us on top of each other. That was the real brainwave, I guess.
I've got to be honest, I was lying before. I've never tried the tripod. You're quite adventurous, aren't you?
I guess, yeah.
I might try that later.
You should.
Also, right, since we had this guy on Tuesday saying that it was him that Dave Grohl was pointing at and going, it's the naked guy, right?
Yeah.
One of the team here has read an interview in a magazine online saying that's the guy.
Okay, was that with the NME?
Yes, it was.
That was my interview.
So you've done an interview with NME?
Yeah. Someone got in touch with me because when it kind of started to go out, someone that we knew worked for the NME, and we sent him a private photo we had of us, and he was just convinced it was us because we at the time thought it was, but weren't completely convinced. And he saw the photo and said, "Oh, it's definitely you," and just went with it, really.
Do you remember Dave Grohl actually pointing you out?
Well, yeah, me and my friend looked at each other at the time, and we were kind of thinking, is it us? Because previous times we saw people naked and it was a huge crowd, but we looked at each other and people from behind said, oh my God, it's you guys, and we just couldn't believe it. We were buzzing.
So you're completely convinced that you are the one?
Yeah, I believe so.
Did you have anything on at all, or just completely naked?
So I had a bum bag and red headband, but I stripped it off because the people from behind were screaming off.
Right.
So by the time the photo was took, it was all on show.
The completely naked, apart from bum bag look, is it's a look for 2017, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. And I have got some ink in certain areas, which people behind us found quite humorous as well.
Sure. You'll be in the magazine soon, like Steal His Style, and it'll just be like naked people, but with a bum bag on and a headband.
I've been trying to tell my friends that for years, but they wouldn't believe me.
Right, OK, so on Tuesday, we had a guy on who was convinced that he was the guy that Dave Grohl pointed out who was naked during Foo Fighters, an anonymous man. Now I've got another anonymous guy on saying that he is also the naked guy and is totally convinced. For want of a better phrase, I think we do need to get to the bottom of this naked guy.
I agree.
So, how's this, right? I've got an idea. How about you come back on tomorrow with the other guy who's claiming to be the naked one as well, and we sort this once and for all, man on man?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Fan of your work. Cheers,
love
mate.
You, bye.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Alice Levine, good afternoon.
Oh, Scott Mills, lovely to see you.
It's just you and me today, Bebs.
This is how I like it.
I like it like this as well.
It's a good one.
I mean, I do like Chris, but sometimes I just feel a bit third wheel with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I like him too.
Last time I was on your show, a couple of weeks ago, all sorts of revelations came out.
Yeah, so we played that game that I invented, What's That?, where we rifle in your messages. Oh, my days.
I know. How did that go down?
Well, has everyone still talking to you?
I haven't heard from any of the people involved. This is where you search for a word or a phrase in WhatsApp, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I revealed too much.
My favourite was the one where you said, I'm just saying it to look after your best interests. I just don't think your other half's, you know, good enough for you.
So awkward. It's a good game, though.
Really good.
Right, let's play Real or No Real, me against you.
Prince Charles is so keen to avoid waste that he insists on putting the leftovers after every meal into Tupperware himself.
Well, this makes complete sense, because can you imagine how great the leftovers would be at Buckingham Palace?
Yes.
It's not going to be shoddy, is it?
I bet you've got all the Tupperware.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I favour one that has a lock mechanism.
Yes, I like those. The snap.
Yeah,
I like
snap,
those.
Snap and snap situation, rather than just the Chinese takeaway boxes. You know, you can buy those.
Yeah. It's not satisfying enough, is it, the clothes?
Yeah, oh no, I'm not confident about liquids being released.
Right,
yeah.
So you want it snapped down.
Yeah, I just feel good about the kind of the hermetic seal that's been created there.
Oh my God. Because you're a foodie, I bet your kitchen, I bet, is like next level.
Well, yeah, it's got quite a few gadgets and contraptions. I've got quite a big oven.
Hit me. What have you got? What gadgets have you got?
What have I got?
I bet you've got like a
couple of blenders.
I bet you've got a tin opener that's electric.
I don't, and I don't have the composter that are in American films. You know, like in the sink.
You don't have that, no?
No.
I thought you would. I bet your tap has different options of how it sprays out.
Oh, do you know what's even worse than that? It's made from a copper pipe.
I knew it. Also, I bet your knives are second to none.
Oh, yeah, and I sharpen them with every use.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so weird. But does Prince Charles put any leftovers from a meal at Buckingham Palace into Tupperware himself? I would love this to be true, so I'm saying real.
I think probably it happens, but I don't think that he does it himself. I think he insists upon it.
So you're saying?
So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
You're exactly right. I've just been told. Not true that he does it himself, but it has been revealed in an interview with an ex-royal chef that Charles is a huge fan of saving leftovers in Tupperware, just someone else does it.
Well, that's great. Waste not, want not. And also, some things taste better the next day.
Yeah. Like what?
Pizza.
Same, yes,
famously.
I agree. Yeah.
Curry. Cold curry.
Actually, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I wouldn't think you'd be that dirty.
Well, I don't have a microwave.
Why?
Because, like, the rays.
Oh, it's not the 80s. I remember my nan back in the day also refused to have... Not I'm comparing you to my nan. But she did. She used to refuse to have a microwave because she'd be like, oh, I'm going to get the rays.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, my mum used to make us leave the room whilst it was on. Not okay.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because we used to have one for ages that was like orange, brown and cream coloured. Do you know what I mean? Like off of like actual 1962. And it didn't have proper settings. It just had a wheel. And when it ended, it just went ding. It wasn't digital. It was like entirely analogue. It was odd.
It's like when you go to the dentist and they have to do an x-ray and leave the room. Was it like that?
Yeah, but why did they get to leave the room? Because we're still in the room. So if it's good enough for me to stay in the room, you stay in the room.
Do you also refuse to have a mobile phone? Because that's giving you rays as well.
Yes, the rays.
Uh-oh.
And the masts.
Scott Mills.
I'm still reeling from the fact that your mum made you all leave the room. When she put the microwave on.
She'd run. So she'd set it and then it'd start going. Run right out of there.
This is brilliant.
Well, that's strong. It's strong stuff.
And that is, to this day, why you don't have a microwave.
Don't have a microwave. Wouldn't have one. Wouldn't have one in the house.
So weird.
Well, what do you use it for? What do you actually really microwave, realistically?
All food.
All food. Scrambled eggs. Oh, that's my worst one.
Why?
Microwaved scrambled eggs.
Lush.
Hot.
No, not
hot. Everything in the microwave gets a skin on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hot.
I like
Do
it.
Do you put it in a Pyrex? Hey!
Hey, yeah. I like it when it starts to rise up. Then you know it's nearly done.
Oh,
give it a quick
gosh.
Stir.
My dad used to, when we had the one that we had to leave the room for, used to sometimes microwave milk. And you know when that gets the scum on
Actually,
the top.
That is gross. Oh. And next.
Dogs are banned from riding the subway in New York unless you can fit them in your bag.
I have a thing about these dogs. You know those handbag dogs?
What, this and microwaves, yeah?
I wouldn't have them. I wouldn't have it in my house.
Well, what's your problem with the dogs?
Because of the rays. I don't know. I just, I don't think they're happy in there.
Well,
I don't
yeah, think but you've got to carry them, haven't you?
But I don't think they want to be in your bag with, like, all your pens and, like, your phone and, like, I don't think they want to be rattling around in there.
Well, they've got no choice.
No, I know they don't. But I think about what's in my bag. I've got like a folder, a book yeah. to read for later. Well, I've got like...
No, but people have bags just for the dog. They don't...
No, they don't. That's their only bag. They've got the laptop in there. That laptop, it's crunched right against it.
I'm just looking at what's in my bag. I'm glad I don't have a dog.
You'd have no room for it, right?
Oh, I've got phone chargers in here.
And also, I don't want like...
Toothbrush for some reason.
Dog poo bags
just
and
in
like
case.
Treats.
Go on, sorry.
Do you always carry a toothbrush? Where did you stay last night?
At my house. No, but I've got to present some awards later. And I always like... Is this weird? Before I do any show ever anywhere, I do like to brush my teeth.
Well, I think that's just polite, isn't it?
Okay.
If you're going to be breathing near people.
I just like it, yeah. Just feels like you've just woken up fresh, you know?
So why do you have a pair of pants in there too?
I don't though, do I?
You dirty stuff out.
You just made that up. Dogs in bags, I know you're not a fan, but are they banned from riding the subway in New York unless you can put them in your bag? This can't be real, no.
I feel like people would take the mick and they'd get a massive bag so they could put an Alsatian in it. Do you know what I mean? If
right.
you're not going to say... What you'd have to do is, like at the airport, have the dimensions of the bag. So you'd be like, this is as big as the bag can be. So don't be going and getting a red setter
yeah.
and then getting a massive
and then a
duffel.
Massive bag.
Yeah.
I'm saying no, dogs should be allowed. No real.
This seems ludicrous. I'm also saying no real.
That one's real.
It's true. And you're absolutely correct. Once again, Alice Levine.
Oh, what?
So this new rule in New York means dogs cannot travel on the subway unless they fit in a bag, which means, of course, and do look this up because I've just seen a picture, there are now tons of brilliant photos online of people putting dogs of all sizes in massive bags.
Oh, my. You know the one that rhymes with Waikia?
Yeah.
You know those big blue and yellow bags?
There's an Alsatian in it.
It's huge.
Isn't that great?
People are taking the mick in Seattle.
What are they doing?
Well, just like massive, massive dogs and massive bags. There's one of those wolf dogs.
In a bag?
You know, off of the Rockies.
Yeah.
What is that one?
People have found the loophole there, I think.
There's one where the dog's head stuck out one end of the bag and then it's zipped up. And then, you know, when there's a gap between the end of the bag and the zip.
Yeah.
So tail out one end, head out the other.
The pictures are so good.
There's one, you know, like a man bag. You know how like dad's like a man bag over the shoulder, like
Rude.
A crossover. Oh my god, you're actually just like yours.
Yeah.
there's one, and he's just
such
sat in
a
there.
Cow, I love it. Yes.
He's just got a little joyous face on.
I know. They're all smiling. They're all very happy. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, Alice, you get 10 points because you got one right. I get absolutely zero, as per.
There's a man with a backpack, and just the top of the backpack's a dog's head.
I feel a bit offended by what you said about my bag, actually.
But, no.
When
Ken Levine's got one very similar. He
yeah,
loves
all right,
it.
All right. When are you back on the radio? Anytime soon?
Oh, like that, is it? Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, actually.
What, both days?
Shut up.
Alice Levine, 1 till 4, Saturday and Sunday. Have a listen, it's good. Thanks, love.
Did all of Glastonbury.
Scott Mills.
We're going to sort this naked guy thing out once and for all on tomorrow's show, Man on Man, from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.